Welcome to Insights. This is Paul Ellis, Managing Director of Ellis Wealth Management, where we encourage you to invest in what you love. Ellis Wealth Management is an independent financial services firm focused on planning, advice, coaching, and investment management. We are dedicated to the families we serve, and we encourage you to invest in what you love. Within Insights, we look at ways to make our world richer through focusing on sharing and developing human capital. Today, in honor of Memorial Day, we're bringing you a special replay of a deeply meaningful episode we originally aired on February 11th, 2022, The Value of a Life of Honor. This conversation reflects the incredible legacy of Lieutenant General Hal Moore, his leadership, humility, an unwavering sense of duty. As we remember those who gave everything in service to our country, let us take a moment to listen, reflect, and remember. Here's a powerful encore presentation of The Value of a Life of Honor. Good morning. This is Paul Ellis. And while we're normally joined by a special guest on Insights, today I wanted to share the value of a life of honor. I believe we'll get through the challenges that life throws at us together and be the stronger and hopefully the wiser for it. Yet regardless of our market situation or what goes on in the world around us, I believe we can always be thankful for something. And today, I'm thankful for the value of a life of honor. The Cambridge Dictionary states one definition of the word honor as a quality that combines respect, being proud, and honesty. Harold Hal G. Moore Jr. was such a man. He was born on February 13th, 1922. He was born to Harold Sr. and Mary Moore, and as a young man, his desire was to attend the West Point Military Academy. He worked hard, and he was willing to relocate and leave no stone unturned in his pursuit of his dream. Eventually, he received his appointment to West Point in July of 1942. And although the academic rigors of the military were demanding, Hal devoted himself to his course, his calling, and his studies, which included calculus, electrical engineering, thermodynamics, and of course military tactics and history. He graduated along with his classmates in a shortened three-year wartime environment and received his commission as a second lieutenant on June 5th, 1945. Academically, Hal did not graduate at the top of his class, far from it, but he graduated. Hal Moore eventually was deployed to the Korean War and in Vietnam, and then led troops in what would be known as the Battle of La Drang. After Vietnam, he received his M.A. of International Relations from Harvard University. It's of particular note that this boots-on-the-ground leader inspired another would-be general in the making when Hal served for 3 years at West Point as a tactics instructor between campaigns. While he was serving as an instructor, more taught then cadet Norman Schwarzkopf, who called Moore one of his heroes, and cites Moore as the reason he chose the infantry branch upon his graduation. Storman Norman Schwarzkopf would one day become a general in the U.S. Army and would lead the U.N. coalition forces in the Persian Gulf War against Iraq. Hal Moore's 1992 book, We Were Soldiers Once and Young, was a New York Times bestseller and eventually made into a full picture screen movie starring Mel Gibson. And while his other awards included the Distinguished Service Cross, Army Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star Medal with V device, Purple Heart, Air Medal, and the West Point Graduate Organization's 2003 Distinguished Graduate Award, his greatest treasure was his wife, Julia, of whom he was married for more than 50 years. They raised 5 children and were blessed with 12 grandchildren. Lieutenant General Hal Moore retired from the Army on August 1, 1977. And he passed to glory on February 10th, 2017, 3 days before his 95th birthday. One life bathed in dedication and honor makes the difference in this world today and tomorrow. Hal Moore once said, "There's always one more thing you can do to increase your odds of success. I trust that you will take the time to do that one more thing today." And I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve you and your family daily. And let me encourage you to always invest in what you love.